So just say a couple of vartlach, a couple of stories pertaining to the parsha, Parshas Yisrael. So first I'll tell you the vort from Shalom Kamaker. He's going to be in the coming story. This is from the Sar Shalom from Belz. Sar Shalom from Belz says a very nice pshat in the pasuk on the parsha. It says, Vayavo Yisrael chosei Moshe ubana ve'ishto el Moshe. So you see the Moshe here is repeated. It says, Yisro came. Who is Yisro? The Chosein Moshe. Ubana v'ishto el Moshe. It could have just said, Vayavu Yisro, Ubana v'ishto el Moshe. Right? So he says like this. He says, why does it say again, Vayavu Yisro Chosein Moshe? It's a very creative pshat. He says, because you have to understand that the tzaddik is the nekuda of Klal Yisro. And if a person is zeichet to have his kashas with the tzaddik, so it infuses his entire life. You see that from the parsha. You see the mesiras nefesh that Yisrael had, that he was coming to Moshe. He was coming to Moshe. And you see the Klal Yisro when they camped by the Midbar, by Har Sinai, so Har Sinai was there. And that's where they received the Torah. And there was a mitzvah, Hagbel Atzahar, V'kidashtei, to surround the Kedusha. So along these lines, he doesn't say this as a hakdama, but he says that the reason why it repeats itself, because had it said, Vayavo Yisro Ubana Ve'ishto Moshe, the only one who's close to Moshe in the Pasuk is Ishto. Because then it says, Yisro Ubana Ve'ishto Moshe. Really, everybody wanted to have a shaychus to Moshe. So therefore, Moshe is placed in the middle of the Pasuk, because it says now, Vayavo Yisro Chosin Moshe Ubana Ve'ishto Moshe. So now, Yisro is next to Moshe on the right, Banav is next to Moshe on his left, and then Ve'ishto Moshe, she's also next to Moshe. So the tzaddik has a way, and people have a way of coming close to the tzaddik in their own way, and there's many different relationships when it comes to tzaddik. There's Ishto Moshe, there's Banav to Moshe, there's Chosna to Moshe, there's Chassidim to Moshe. The tzaddik has to know how to shtaltzu to everybody. What the inyan is that everybody surrounds the tzaddik, they have their ways kashas to the tzaddik. That's why the place the pasuk puts it in this way. Story in this week's from this week's parsha, from the psukim in this week's parsha about the Sar Shalom from Belz. He had a very famous Talmud in the world of Chassidus. His name was Rav Shalom Kamaker. Shalom Kamaker was first a Talmud of Rav Shitz, and then later he became, when the Rav Shitz passed away, he became a Talmud of the Sar Shalom from Belz. I heard this story actually from my Rebbe. They have this b'mesorah. It's quoted in the sefer I have in front of me, also from Yitzchak Stechiner, which was the Alter Rebbe from Stechin. He says it a little more Tosefis than I heard it from my Rebbe. I'm going to quote it the way that I see it in the Sefer, just because I think that when the Rebbe told it over, he was Mekatzer. But there's more to the story than what he told over. Once the Sar Shalom, the Kamaker Rav had come to the Sar Shalom for Shabbos. And this is during a Tkufa where the Shalom Kamaker had a stroke. And he wasn't the same as he was before. He was mamish shver, very, very shver. His matzav, he was like lying in a bed. That's shver. So, the Sar Shalom, it was on Shabbos. He had gone to the restroom, and he emerged. And he was about to make an Asher Yatzar. And he called for Rav Shalom Kamaker. He called for him that he should bring the Kamaker Rav now. That he wanted him to hear the Asher Yatzar and give him a, he said he was going to give him a refuah if he would hear his Asher Yatzar at the time. I guess he felt that his Yeshua was in his mouth. So as they were bringing Rav Shalom Kamaker to the Sar Shalom from Belz, so another chayla had come who couldn't speak, who was a mute. And he slipped in and he heard the I guess he heard the Asher Yatzar of the Sar Shalom, and he had the refuah. So he had like stolen the refuah from the Rav Shalom Kamaker. So he wanted to think of an etzah. What can he do now for Shalom Kamaka? He felt bad. You know, I told him to bring him, and this guy came and took the bracha. So he said like this. He says they were in shul on Shabbos, and it was time to lean. And he said to bring. He came up to the Kriyas HaTorah, and the Sar Shalom was reading from the Torah. He said that when I from this aliyah, I want you to bring the Kamakarov into the shul, bring him to the bima. So they go ahead and they do that. They bring the Kamakarov to the bima, and it says here they put him on the bima, And as the Sar Shalom was reading from the Torah, when he came up to the words in this week's pasuk, in this week's parsha, that Yosef tells Moshe, when he gives him the Eitzah for the Dayanim, he says, "V'tzivcha elekim v'yachal tamoid," that Hashem will command you and you'll be able to stand up. So he said it with mamish, like a fire with his lavas. And as soon as he finished saying that, the Kamak Rav got up, got out of his bed, it was like chol adav again. Mamish mufursam anish nigla in front of the entire tzibur. So it adds here, I didn't hear this from my Rebbe, but it adds here that when the Blue Jewel Rav, the Tzvila Tzaddik, when he retold this story which he had heard from his father-in-law, the Rav Moshe Razvedomer, so he was telling this over one Friday night in Shul by the Shulchan Atar, by the Tish, and as he was saying this, one of the Chevre got up and he said, "Rebbe, I was the Shisuk who got that bracha from who heard the bracha from Ashi Yasser from the Sar Shalom. The guy was in the crowd. When I was in the crowd when he was telling this over." So Friday was the yahrzeit of Cheskel from Kashmir. He's one of these from the miyazdim of from Majitz. Cheskel from Kashmir. He was a Talmud of the Chayze from Lublin. He was a Mufursim Baal Ruch Kodesh. Many stories about his Ruch Kodesh. He was a big Anuf. That was me, there was a Mamash, a big Anuf. So I'll just share with you a couple stories about from Rav Chatzkel. I'm just thinking which ones to share with you. So once Rav Akiva Eger came to Varsha, and the Rebbe from Kashmir was also in Russia, also in Varsha. So when he had heard that he was also known at the time, Rav Chatzkel from Kashmir, although Rav Akiva Eger didn't know who he was, but people knew who he was. So even though he was just visiting the town and everybody had heard that Rav Akiva Eger was coming, so he went out also to go greet Rav Akiva Eger with his Talmidim. So everybody was coming and they were shaking hands with Rav Akiva Eger, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, giving brachas. So he stuck out his hand and he shook Rav Akiva Eger's hand. He was holding his hand and Rav Akiva Eger squeezed his hand and he wouldn't let go. He's holding his hand. He said, "Who are you?" It's like a chassidish v'maisa, Rav Akiva Eger. He said, "Who are you? Tell me who you are." So he answered him, "I'm from those of which the Chazal say that a person who's makabal upon himself oil Torah, mavir mimenu ol malchus." That was the answer. So Rav Akiva Eger said to him, he said that he was very like taken by him. He said to him, "What's pshat that Chazal say, Ezu hu chassid, hamis chassid in kono? What's pshat in that Chazal?" So he said, pshat in this Chazal is, a real chassid is somebody that when he does things, the only one who knows about it is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hamis chassid in kono. So Rav Akiva Eger, nodded. He's very impressed. So Rav Chatzkel from Kashmir had to, he couldn't hold on to his hand forever. So Rav Akiva Eger let go of his hand. It says that when Rav Chatzkel Kashmir got to the door, he turned around and he nodded to Rav Akiva Eger and he said to him three times, "Hajin Allah Rav Akiva, Hajin Allah Rav Akiva, Hajin Allah Rav Akiva." This is the mice. It's a parak in Mishnah in Gemara. So Hajin Allah Rav Akiva, Hajin Allah Rav Akiva, Hajin Allah Rav Akiva. "See you once again, Rav Akiva." I don't know the end of the mice, if you ever saw him again or what, but it's obviously very deep in Yanam which are going on here between Rav Akiva Eger and Rav Chatzkel from Kashmir. He once remarked, it's interesting because I'll say in a moment. So he had said that he spoke once and he said that there's a special klipa which the Olam doesn't know about. There's a klipa on Shabbos morning in the mikvah. That this klipa has a yinika that when Chever goes to the mikvah on Shabbos morning, and they talk in the mikvah, there's a special klipa which has a yinika from that sicha in the mikvah that people do. That's what he said. See, and he said that if you feel that if you're going to the mikvah on Shabbos morning before davening, that it's going to be busy and it's going to be a lot of talking in the mikvah, he said it's better that you go right before Kriyas HaTorah because at that time nobody will be there. That's what he said. So much pella. That's a.
Probably locked by Yish.
It's so interesting because usually when I go to the mikvah Shabbos morning, it's very quiet. There's maybe like one other guy. This morning, Mamish was like people talking to me, like it was a never ever happens. But I saw this word on Erev Shabbos, and wow. Right in Mamish the Shabbos that it happens, like everything just explodes, you know. I'll just share one last maaseh from Rabbi Chassid of Kashmir. So it says here that he once came to one of his rebbe's after the choiza. No, one of his talmidim, excuse me, was the Tiferet Shlema from Radomsk. The Radomsker, his rebbe, was from Chassid of Kashmir. So he once came over to his rebbe to complain, and he complained and he said, "Rebbe," he says, he was becoming more mefursam, and he says, "People are coming to me, coming for brachas, coming for itzas." He says, "I have no time to learn, I have no time to daven, so I'm running out of time for myself to my avodas Hashem, I don't know what to do." So one of the netzah, maybe, you know, he can be madche, maybe create some hours, you know, to help him with this. So he wanted to pater himself from the whole thing. So his Rebbe B'chaskel said to him, he says, "You're Talmud Chacham, no? Don't you know the Gemara which says, Heichi Dami Chassid Shaita?" The Gemara says, "Who's a Chassid Shaita?" Gemara says, "Going Kotava Itas Benara." If you see a woman drowning in the sea, the Amar, and you say, "Lava Yerach Ayra Listakuli," but it's not their cheretz to look at her. Yeah. So V'atzila, I'm not going to save her. So that's called the Chassid Shaita. Oh, so you let him have it. He says, "People are coming to you. So people are coming to you for Eitzas, for Yeshuas, for Brachas Azai." Says you're gonna push them away and be like, "Oh, it's not, it's my own avoid of Hashem, I can't, it's not right. Can't be a chassid shaita." That's what I told them. So Mamish big tzim, Mamish big tzadik, Tam Chayzer from Lublin. So it's chosif telling over the stories and sharing some of the Torah, it's chosif yom yalenim, should have a good week, and mitzvah, God's blessing.